Matthew 26, verse 40. Then Jesus came to his disciples and found them asleep and said to Peter, "What? Could you not watch with me for 1 hour?" As of Peter, Jesus is asking us that soul-searching question. Could you not watch with me for 1 hour? Peter had confessed the faith which Jesus declared to be the foundation rock of the church. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Even when the multitudes were forsaking Jesus, Peter held on. "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." And even on this night of denial, Peter had confessed his faith. Even if everyone else forsakes you, I will die with you. Jesus had to warn Peter, "Simon, Satan has asked for you to sift you like wheat." But there was no hesitation in Peter's response, his commitment to Jesus. "I'm ready to go both to prison and to death with you." Didn't Peter mean what he said? Sure he did. However, Peter still had not learned to walk on water. There was one problem in his commitment. It was based too much on self-confidence. Peter did not fear the treachery of his own heart, the fatal ability that he had within himself to compromise and deny Jesus. And Jesus warned him further, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Yes, Peter had made a commitment to the rock, but there was too much Peter in his rock. It wasn't all Christ. Notice his declarations again and again are, "I will. I will." And so he felt no desperate need to spend that hour on his knees with Jesus in prayer. And Satan, stalking Peter, roared and pounced to devour him. He who thinks he stands, beware lest he fall. Peter's commitment was strong. It was so strong, he pulled out his sword to take on a squadron of soldiers by himself. But when Jesus then told him to put away his sword, his rock began to crumble. "You were with him," said a young maid. And like a lovesick schoolboy, Peter cowered. "I don't even know him." He went out on the porch, and another young maid said, "Certainly, you were with Jesus the Nazarene." And now he even took an oath that he didn't know Jesus. It was about an hour later that once again he was approached. "Didn't I see you there with him in the garden?" "Yes, certainly, you are one of his disciples. Your speech reveals it." And Peter began to curse and swear, declaring, "I don't know the man." How far he had fallen. He broke off his relation with Christ and eternal life with God's own name. Jesus is asking us, could you not watch with me 1 hour? How many of our failures to forgive, to show patience, to confess Christ, or even to pray as we should, are because we're relying too much on ourself? There's too much of ourself in the rock that we're standing on, a reliance that I'll be right, a complacency that thinks Satan can't pull me around by the nose. And so when a pretty young girl suggests, well, Jesus is just another one of many teachers, it doesn't matter what you believe as long as you're sincere. When our peers laugh at the idea that Jesus created all things about 6,000 years ago. When friends suggest, well, you know, join us in some fun and sin. Or when people declare that our unwillingness to join them in fellowship is being lovelessly judgmental. How often then have we failed to confess Jesus? Perhaps even denied him, like Peter. Look unto Jesus. His loving will to save you endured every attack of Satan. Remember in the garden? His sweat was like drops of blood. Such was the intensity of his anguish. And yet he went on to drink the cup of his Father's will. In spite of all the lies they hurled against his character and his teaching, he patiently accepted it. When they spat in his face and slapped him and mocked him, he didn't get back at them. But when they asked that crucial question that he knew they were going to use to condemn him, he didn't remain silent or sidestep the issue. You have said it. I am the Christ, the Son of God. When they drove the spikes into his hands, he didn't curse, but rather prayed, Father, forgive them. And he did all of this for you. When our confidence is in Jesus' strength to hold us, then the very gates of hell cannot prevail against us. For Jesus is the author and the finisher of your faith. Peter learned to so rely on Jesus, and so writes to us, we are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. Yes, look unto Jesus. Remember, Jesus had promised Peter, I will pray for you. And even in the midst of his suffering, Jesus turned with a face covered with blood and spittle to look on Peter, but to look with love. The love that caused Peter to remember. And he went out and wept. And when he arose, Jesus confirmed that love to Peter, taking him by his hand to bring him back to the one rock that is secure. Peter learned from the risen Lord to so love his love that Christ was now for him the whole rock of his confidence. And Jesus' pierced hand is reaching down from heaven to bring you to that confidence in Him alone. For like Peter, we can only walk on water when Jesus is holding us. And so He's reaching down with that pierced hand, asking you, my child, watch and pray with me, for I am praying for you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. We'll conclude with hymn 155, 155, stanzas 2, 4, and 5. 2, 4, and 5.